Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. It's a historic day, of course. Barack Obama clinches the Democratic nomination with at least 40 more delegates than he needs to secure that nomination. But 19 years ago, it was also a very historic day on June 4th when an ostensibly peaceful uprising in Tiananmen Square in Beijing, a confrontation with the government, some even said it was a herald of reforms and changes to come in China, dissolved instead into violence. Nineteen years ago, the government opened fire on demonstrators in what became known as the Tiananmen Square incident or massacre, left a scar on the democracy movement. China is in a very different place this year. It's definitely trying to look forward rather than backward. But 19 years ago, Kyle Gibson, a freelance journalist and a filmmaker, was working for ABC News, ABC News Nightline. Kyle, you made it into Tiananmen Square in a very unusual way. Can you describe how you witnessed the events of June 4th, 19 years ago?
Well, I'd gone in earlier, John, to cover the uprising for Nightline, and we learned that anyone who had a hotel room near this square who was affiliated with a journalistic organization was being pulled away from rooms near this square. So another producer and I checked into the Beijing Hotel as man and wife on our honeymoon, and I told the desk clerk at the Beijing Hotel that all I wanted for my honeymoon was a view of Tiananmen Square, and this turned out to be about 5 days before the crackdown, so we were able to position our cameras from a 15th floor suite that we called the honeymoon suite. The Beijing Hotel believed we were man and wife on our honeymoon and gave us this wonderful wraparound suite facing the square where we positioned the cameras. And then from there, I was able to run to this square the evening that we started to hear the low roar of a convoy approaching from the west. And then after that came 12 hours of violence.
And you've told me that you can still smell Tiananmen Square even today.
Yeah, it's strange. The images and the sounds will always be with me. It's never far away. I can't believe it's been 19 years. But there was a bitter smell in the air that night that I can't quite describe except to say that it was bitter. And it may have been gunpowder. It was also probably gasoline from the convoy. It was also the smell of the flames, these tanks that have been set on fire in the square. That smell stays with me, as does this odd the sounds, the shouts, the wails, the approaching roar of the convoy, the gunfire that got louder and louder as the convoy approached from the west. Those images and the flames against the lampposts, which I was reminded of when I returned to Tiananmen last year.
Wow. And Kyle, this has also been a historic year in terms of China hosting the Olympics soon, and also the earthquake and the number of people who died. What parallels do you see from your experience in Tiananmen Square to the way that the government has been reacting to what's happening today?
I'm haunted by a couple of things. One is that, of course, they are trying to be much more open about this earthquake than other instances in the past, including Tiananmen. And I might add that I just want to pay tribute to Todd Carroll, who was the ABC bureau chief and a true expert on China, who 3 years after the massacre was still trying to cover Tiananmen and was beaten so badly he's never fully recovered. But now, as you saw with the earthquake, the leaders have opened up that area to the press and are trying very hard to show that they are paying attention to what has happened there. That said, as we've all seen, these protesters in the parents have been shut down.
It doesn't seem like 19 years ago. Kyle Gibson, former reporter and producer for Nightline, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.